Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, I hate to talk about this, but I have no choice, and I'm not going to shy away from it, even though people might want me to. But the continued escalation of the COVID all over this nation is real. And whether we want to know about it or whether we want to accept it or not, it's not going away. And just because, you know, we might want to wish it away, it's not going to work. The continued increase of this virus is just a frightening thing as we move into the warmer months, because we were led to believe that once you moved into the warmer months, you would not have to deal with this virus, because, you know, it, more than anything else, the virus would impact and affect you when you were inside. But since we know it's an airborne virus, and you're outside, it's certainly moving around. But people aren't going to take heed to it. And right now, the high risk areas are the Northeast and the Midwest, where we are. And so, you know, I haven't brought my, you know, started wearing my mask again. Sam, I don't see you with yours. But this article in the Huffington Post this morning says a third of the U.S. should be considering mask. A third of this nation should go back to wearing masks. Where are we going to get that third of the people? Who is that third of the people going to be that are going to start wearing masks again? I'm just fearful that this is going to be coming back with a vengeance, and all of the work that was done will be lost, and that we may be forced to start all over again. Let me touch base a minute. This is from the AP. COVID-19 cases are increasing in the United States and could get even worse over the coming months. Federal health officials warned Wednesday and urging areas hardest hit to consider reissuing calls for indoor masking. Increased numbers of COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations are putting more of the country under guidelines issued by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that call for masking and other infection precautions. Right now, about a third of the U.S. population lives in areas that are considered a higher risk, mostly in the Northeast and Midwest. Those are areas where people should already be considering wearing masks indoors. But Americans elsewhere should also take notice, officials said. Prior increases of infection and different waves of infection have demonstrated that travels across the country, said Dr. Rochelle Walensky. For an increasing number of areas, we urge local leaders to encourage use of prevention strategies like masks in public indoor settings and increasing access to testing and treatment, she said. You know, we're not going to get local leaders to even mention to people that they need to go back to masks. They're afraid to tell the people, because the fear is that if they do that, they're going to lose their elected positions. And so the fact that the danger is there, these people, the CDC is not making this up. And so they have no reason to make it up. But we can go back to the woman I had on earlier and people on the right who think that this is, you know, fabrication. They think that this is not real. They think that this is something that Democrats or liberals are somehow just doing this to take away our rights. You know, we've seen the impact of it. And no, I don't want to go back to masks. But if wearing masks means that less people will get infected by COVID, then by all means, I'm going to do what I did before. And I'm going to take every precaution that I can possibly take to make sure that I don't contract the virus, because I've had it before. And Sam, did you ever have it?
I did. I had it over Christmas.
Yeah. So, I mean, so many of us have had it, and many of us have had it and never even knew we had it. And so, but that doesn't mean, because we've seen time and time again, people who have had it and who've contracted it. I know people who've had it 2, 3, 4 times.
Yeah. Yeah. We're the lucky ones with just once.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I really have. And so we've got to do everything within our power once again to avoid and hold back the spread of this. It is a something that we can, if we're diligent, control. And so, like I said, if I've got to go back to a mask, and right now I don't. I was at a school the other day, speaking to some children, and they all have on masks, and so, I came in, and it's good to see none of those children were arguing. Like I've heard, you know, people on the right say that their children did not want to have masks. Well, my child does not want a mask, and it's unfair to force my child to wear a mask. They don't like it.
Does your child like vegetables, ma'am?
I know. Never mind.
Like, you know?
You know, as if again, the individual has somehow more power than the masses of us. So, you know, I just don't want things to get so far out of hand again. You know, I'm still, I got to tell you, even though that woman is gone, she's still kind of in my space.
No, don't. That's what they want, Earl. I know, let them win.
I know. She's not going to win. You know, but, you know, when we just, how are we ever going to ever, this nation is never ever going to come back together again.
Yeah, can I tell you one of my pet peeves and kind of get your opinion on this? How she kept saying, like, well, you know, I knew we were going to disagree, so it doesn't matter. I cannot stand the whole, you know, you think your way, I think mine. It's fine. We're divided. Like, you're not going to get anything done. Just coexist, you know, eat your own. No. It's my pet peeve to hear them say, you know what, I'm just going to stop because I know that we're not going to get anywhere.
Well, what that is a person who hasn't become an adult yet. Right. I want things my way.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to be my way. And if you don't want things to go right, if you don't agree with me, then we have nothing to even have a conversation about.
Drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's what that is. That's childishness. But they've shown that time after time after time in the middle of the pandemic. Same kind of reality, you know. This is what we want, and it's going to be done our way, you know. Or if it's not done our way, then we'll do whatever we have to do to cause this destruction. I'm telling you, I am frightened. I don't get frightened by too many things, but you got to be frightened when there can't be dialogue by people who live in the same country, by people who are American citizens. We can't have a dialogue and a conversation with one another. I mean, I understand it. I can't ever have a conversation with Brian because Brian is a much bigger guy than I am, you know. but I mean, to not be able to have a conversation because I'm afraid you're going to try to indoctrinate me with your views, she's surely going to try to indoctrinate me with hers, right? But, you know, that's where we are in this nation right now. And if we don't do something to hurry up and turn it around, the future is going to be a harrowing one, I think, for most of us. I know we got to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.